amongst us was a pregnant woman with two small children. We got to the evacuation point, and you know, the military, they, you know, they were kind of nice to us at first, although we were wondering why all the M16s. It looked like we just stepped into a war. Why all the guns? We didn't see any first aid kits. All we saw was water and guns. U.S. Coast Guard search and rescue teams were frustrated. They were furious. They said they did not want to be standing around holding guns on people. They were ordered to stand there and hold guns on evacuees. They said when they wanted to be out rescuing people from drowning and plucking people up out of the contaminated water and from the rooftop. And yet they were ordered to stand there and hold raw weapons. All we saw was what appeared to be a bunch of hard rednecks scowling and growling at us in military uniforms, just hostile, full of hatred, and pointing guns at us and treating us worse than prisoners of war. They created a garbage dump and they made us live on it and sleep on it, and they flew helicopters over our heads and blew the garbage, the muck, and the toxic mire back into our faces. We left body bags behind. For a whole day and a whole night, they refused to give us food and water for people who could not fend for themselves. This situation, being blamed on the hurricane, be further investigated. This should never have happened anyplace, especially in America, and it certainly should never happen again. And some people are shocked to hear me say concentration camp. But if you have ever seen any footage of the Hitler concentration camps in World War II, I assure you that is what happened to us at the very lowest level, all the way up to the level of some people dying and pregnant women losing babies.
I've lived through, I guess at this point, thousands of hurricanes. Why are we so excited about hurricanes? Katrina didn't do this. Let's get very, very clear. Katrina didn't do this. The isms of America. The isms that we gotta get rid of, including capitalism. We wanna know, why can't we go to the tsunami and to New York and get things straight? They want to know, how is it that we're creating some agency that can buy our land because it ain't good enough, but they can do something to it and make it good enough to sell back to us? What kind of insanity is that? I own it? It almost sounds like Christopher Columbus. I own it, but I got to sell it to somebody at slave wages. My grandma said she made 50 cents a day, y'all. And she bought the house I live in now. My last breath, 5 generations. It will take that. It's not for sale. Please let whoever these people are know, New Orleans is not for sale. We ain't going nowhere. Roaches and black folks, they've been trying to exterminate and eliminate us. We still there. We plan to be there. Whatever it takes. Tent city, no city, sleeping in cars, whatever we got to do. And let me just share this at this point. Why is it mandatory that we leave? I went to Dillard, there was Argentina. I went on Elysian Fields, there was Cuba. I went a little further, there was Mexico. I went where they were feeding, there was Denmark. And I live in New Orleans, 60 years in New Orleans. And I have to, by gunpoint, leave. I was ready to die if that's what it took. That's not America. One of the problems is that Mr. Trump came months ago and decided he wants Padre Street. Prince Charles on the street, they're telling me I need a mask on. Why is Prince Charles trying to buy a house in New Orleans that y'all say don't even need to exist? And you know, somebody needs to explain these things to us. You know, right now the main thing we need y'all to take FEMA and Red Cross and all the rest of them people and just take them somewhere. Just get them out of my neighborhood. If you're not gonna come and let us tell you what we need,
just stay away. It has caused more problems than help. If FEMA spent all this money, oh Lord, the Red Cross dropped me a barrel of hard rock candy to pick me out of the stumble, out the sky with the meteor watcher. I got it. I want y'all to come see that. In a barrel. Hard rock candy. And what was in talking about that, it was 2 years expired. But they've done better since. An incarceration of almost 100% of young African-American men. We need to get on the right page here. If y'all let me have all my babies, they're working in jail free. Just let me have them. Ask them. Go to Angola. Go to Hunt. Go to HOD. I know all of them. And my mentally ill children and adults. They're hard workers. We could do more in New Orleans than any group that you have there.
Amen.
Any group that you have there. We were wondering why all the M16s for a whole day and a whole night they refused to give us food and water. Concentration camp. Katrina didn't do this. Please let whoever these people are know New Orleans is not for sale. We need y'all to take FEMA and Red Cross. Just get them out of my neighborhood.